Hey everyone, just a quick producer note on this episode. Since we recorded it, it's come to our attention that the International Women's Day themes, there's a couple of them. So we talk a lot about the internationalwomensday.com theme in this episode, and we talk about the objectives of the UN, but it turns out that the UN also has a theme. This year their theme is Count Her In, and it's heavily focused on examining and opening pathways to economic inclusion for women and girls around the world, which you know we are all about on the Careering podcast. So we just wanted to acknowledge the different themes before we kick into the episode and note the importance of all the work that moves us forward towards equity for women across the globe. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome to the Careering Podcast. It's me, Melissa Davies, and I'm here with the epic Kelsey Ingalls. Kia ora, Kelsey.
Hola.
How you doing?
I'm pretty all right.
Pretty all right.
Yeah, I just hit the microphone. I'm okay now. I'm back in.
Was that out of emotion or accidental?
Oh, accidental every time. I'm just clumsy, bitch. That's how I end up with so many foot injuries.
Which I hope... Do not jinx yourself.
Oh, yeah. Touch wood. 2024, no foot injuries. Thank you.
Yeah, especially because you'll need working hooves for the next little adventure we're going on.
Oh, we're going party team. Party town. We're not going to Ireland. We're going to Australia. Was that an Irish accent?
It was something.
It was surely something. We're off to our country music festival next week, team.
Yeah. We'll share posts on the socials.
Oh, good God. Bogans and country music.
Happy days.
I'm just going for the margaritas.
And the 40 degree heat.
Oh, God. As long as it doesn't rain, I'm okay.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
So what's been grabbing your attention this week, Kels?
Cowboy boots.
On brand.
I'm deep in proper cowboy boots. And, you know, I feel like everyone's had a family member that they once upon a time bought a proper pair of leather cowboy boots, and you know, you found them in your grandma's closet and you tried them on and you always loved them. So I'm like, how do I find good proper cowboy boots? I've already got a pair of Ariat's from the last festival we went to, but this one, I feel like I need some pink ones.
Ooh.
Yours are pink, aren't they?
No, mine are... light brown leather with pink stitching.
Ah, yes, yeah. My nana used to have a pair of cowboy boots and I used to wear them all the time, and they always came up to like to the top of my thighs when I was little. So real cute.
Sounds like you're going to invest in some thigh-high cowboy boots.
If they can fit around my thighs, it'd be a fucking miracle.
And I'm thinking they might be quite warm.
They almost like, they would probably look like waders on me.
I mean, if it rains, they'll come in so handy.
Yeah, but 40 degree heat and thigh high cowboy boots, kill me now.
You can stuff ice packs down them.
Oh my God. You could hide booze in them.
Okay, good point. To be fair, I have done that going to the rugby when I was much, much younger and
much
did not know any better.
Now, what's been grabbing your attention this week?
Oh, sleep. Maybe because I'm thinking about the lack of it I'm going to have when we're
at CMC. Because I'm snoring in a caravan with you. Yeah.
Yeah, in the camper. Luckily, we've got the same camper van that we had last year, and it's got a bed down one end and then a bed above the cabin, and I sleep in the bed above the cabin.
Because I wouldn't be able to get up
there. And it feels like climbing into a little cave. Like, it's so cozy and so comfy. So I'm really glad that we're at opposite ends of the camper van, because, yeah, I mean, Kels is not a quiet sleeper.
No, tis not. I've got to tell everyone I'm out to it.
Yeah, and I, however, am like the princess in the pea.
Oh,
and
my God.
I'm just the world's lightest sleeper. So hence sleep has been really top of mind.
However, it was super helpful when I locked myself out of the camper van last year, you know, we got up early in the morning to go to the toilet and realised that the door was still locked, and I had to be like, Melissa, let me in. I'm like standing in the middle of this field with my PJs on.
Yeah. My light sleeping does benefit others. It does not benefit me.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. So I've been talking to quite a few people that seem to be able to ride the waves of chaos in their lives really, really well. A couple of friends of mine that just seem like they're really balanced in a really good space. And when I've asked them, you know, what practices they've done, because that usually happens through intentionality. It doesn't happen by accident that you're kind of on top of your game. And when I've spoken to them about what they've been prioritizing, sleep has been the common thread. So a few book referrals, a few podcasts that I've listened to really get my head around why sleep is so important. And it's just really made me reflect on high performance and, you know, anyone at the peak of their game, be it sport, life, parenting, creativity, whatever, it's usually that they understand their body's need for rest and sleep, and they do that really, really well. So yeah, that's what I'm kind of leaning into right now, giving a lot of attention to learning how to do that with the hope that one day I will be able to put that into practice.
What do you mean you can't just fucking run until you end up in a grave? Does that not work like that?
I mean, it does, but you might get there. You might outperform everyone else and get there early. And this is not the race you want to win.
I'm number one.
Listen, Max Verstappen, back in your box.
Oh, dear. No, he's too good at driving. He won't be in an early grave.
I mean, he might. F1's a dangerous sport.
It is a very dangerous sport, but he is also fucking great at it.
I struggle with Max.
Oh, look, you can be capable and not likable.
Correct. I feel like I patented that phrase after working with some people that were really good at their job and absolute dickheads.
But there's also people that are likable but absolutely not fucking capable either.
Also painful.
Yeah.
Can we just get the likable and capable people, please?
Yeah, look. I mean, that's hard though, because I sure as shit ain't for everyone.
No one is. I read this really great quote yesterday, and a lady was talking about just lean into being a peach, because not everyone likes peaches. Some people love them. And I'm like, I feel like she said that before the Kim Kardashian peach emoji thing became a thing. Because
just be a butt.
Yeah, just it's a whole different message.
It does.
Okay, no easy segue from that to our kind of key topic this week.
Yeah, no, there isn't. So what are we talking about this week, Melissa?
It's International Women's Day on the 8th of March.
Whoop. Whoop whoop. Oh, look, I'm not the like I like it. I like that there is a space and time for these issues to be brought up for women across the world. However, if I see another company post on LinkedIn virtue signaling and making up a bunch of bullshit, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind.
With the photo of their three senior females.
Yeah, they found like the two women that work in their engineering firm, and they've gone, quick, come and have a photo. And that's all they do for the entire thing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, no, you've got to do, if you're going to be a part of it and you want to use it for your marketing, fucking do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah, live the values. It. Yeah,
walk the talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, once more in time.
Walk the talk. We do that way too well.
Yeah, that was way too easy.
Look, I'm happy to talk about this, but also I have feelings, as I normally do. What are your thoughts?
All right, before we flip it over to me, have you seen anyone do it well?
Not that I can recall.
Yeah, that's challenging.
But also, huh? Like, negative bias, right? Like, probably remember the bad ones or the good ones. I come from an organisation where all of our, like, we're very strong female representation and seniority across the organisation, but naturally. And so we don't partake in that. Like, I don't know.
Interesting. One of the things that I find about International Women's Day, I have to hold both emotions, one of which is rage that we have to have a day of the year to talk about these things, because it should just be something that we're always trying to improve organisations in a way that we make sure that there are no barriers to entry for all kinds of humans. But also on the flip side, we've got centuries of systems that don't empower women. So if we've got a day to put a spotlight on these issues and make change, then we should grab that spotlight, double down on it, and fry the shit out of these issues.
Yeah, I think I completely agree. I think my problem stems from the corporate marketing aspect of it, when there is so much that we could actually be talking about with women in countries that are less fortunate, ones that, you know, still can't have a bank account without their dad approving it, or get married off at 13, or just, you know, a lot of really fucking serious shit where I'm like, if you rolled out the two women that work in your organisation and try and use it as marketing, you've missed the fucking point.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And you're right, LinkedIn does get flooded with that.
Oh my God.
I also really struggle with the LinkedIn content that shows the morning tea or the picture, but there's no narrative around it.
Yeah, and no narrative of how they got there or where they're going to.
Yeah, I think there needs to be more of a story around that. one of the things I really like is that this year's theme is about inspiring inclusion. And so I've seen a couple of women in particular who have, that's kind of the tweet I'm going to share at the end. This lady has, 65,000 followers on X/Twitter, and she's handing that, her platform, to up-and-coming diverse women to be on her platform on International Women's Day. And I look at moves like that and I think that's one person taking one step, but what it's doing is amplifying the voices of people who often don't have reach or don't get heard. And so I love that. It seems like, it might seem like a small thing, but actually the consequences of doing that are actually quite significant, because for the individual, they get to share their voice on a bigger platform and that might influence others. But it's kind of that paying it forward gesture where those people, when they have opportunities to do so, will pay it forward to others as well. So sometimes I think it's less about the morning teas and it's more about us as individuals and the things that we can do that, you know, take those moments to pass the microphone to someone who maybe doesn't have that opportunity.
Mm. And especially in a space where women need each other to help each other up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to get there individually as a competition. Like, it's just never going to happen if we all fight against each other. So actions like that are just putting more in our bucket of actually creating space.
Yeah, totally. And I find it fascinating, though, that, like, International Women's Day, the origins are in the early 1900s. So we're a century later and we're still challenging the same norms, the same societal problems.
Like, yeah.
And so we can't drop the ball now because it feels tokenistic or what have you. It's like, okay, what are the things we can do that actually feel meaningful to celebrate and empower women? And I really loved when I was reading through the UN IWD website, they talk about do your best to ensure that the future for girls is bright, equal, safe and rewarding.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, within that, there's something each of us can do, big or small, that actually enables that. Like, if that's the vision, I absolutely want to be part of creating that future.
Yep.
Disappointing it's taking us this long, but it doesn't mean I'm going to be quiet because it's taking long.
Yeah.
Just double down and get a bit louder.
Yeah. And I just think about, you know, women in their 80s looking back on the last 80 years of women's rights as well, and those that have had to fight their way through many, many years of many, many different pieces of discrimination. And they're still fighting.
Yeah.
And so fuck it. We're fighting for our lives, like for our entire lives.
Yeah.
And in some cases for our lives.
Yeah.
So yeah, if I can get on board and support other women.
Yeah. And I think that's what I liked about the theme. It was inspire inclusion. Mm. And I think, you know, for me, women is all women.
Yeah.
That's all women. I don't want to start a debate about.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all women. And so inspire inclusion, I think that can be whether you're a six-year-old, you know, inviting a friend to come and, you know, hang at the park after school, or invite the new kid around for dinner with the fam. Like, there's, whether you're six or 96, there's something you can do to support that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What I find fascinating, and I think to your point earlier around the tokenistic metrics, this is an example of where it went horribly wrong and on a very grand scale.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. And it's disappointing once you – okay, so once you hear the organisation that did this, you'll be like, how did they get this wrong?
Because can I take a guess before you tell
us? Yes, go.
Because men did it.
Well, it's the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, fuck.
So it's the smartest of the humans, arguably, but maybe book smart, not EQ, high EQ.
Jesus.
In 2017, they decided to put a big spotlight on International Women's Day and highlighted the history of the prize and really just kind of shone a light on it and called out some of the women that had been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. In the history of the Nobel Peace Prize, guess how many overall winners were female?
1.6% Oh, God. What fascinates me about that is I thought you were going to say like early 2000s, late 1990s. Nope, 2017.
Yep, like 6 years ago.
Hey.
And the irony, though, that it's the Nobel Peace Prize, like the smartest people in the world. So, you know, for the average air conditioning company trying to put a few pictures of their female technicians out there, I go, well, they're in good company. Like, yeah.
Who's that drying?
Yeah. And there's room for everyone to do better.
Yeah. Fascinating. What did they, in that process, were they talking about why it was only 6%, or were they talking about what they're going to do about making it more, or were they just like, here's a statistic?
I think it was, let's pick the three or four women that have done amazing things and really shine a light.
Because they're the only ones.
Yeah, without really doing the work. So to your point earlier, like, you've got to know if you've got you've got to have your backyard tidy and know what barriers you've got to inclusion. Have you created an equal playing field? You know, yeah. All of that needs to be done before you put the spotlight on, because it would be totally fine if it was only 6% and they were addressing those things.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't actually know what they've done as a consequence of being sort of called out on this behaviour.
Yeah.
So I might actually go look at that and have
and we'll give an update.
And give an update on if they've learned anything. Yeah.
So but that's the thing. It's like, if you haven't, you can have an untidy backyard. You can be working towards shit, but just be transparent about it.
Yeah.
And if you haven't yet done anything and you want to be involved, then talk about what you're going to do and then actually do it.
Yeah, and don't just wait for the 8th of March every year. Like back in January when
it's not fucking Christmas.
I mean, if you want to give me presents on the 8th of March, okay. I can have scorched almonds for breakfast and drink coffee like I would at Christmas time.
I mean, I will take presents.
Yeah. But I think it's not about waiting for that one day. Like back in January, I've been a judge on the High Tech Awards in the startup category for about 6 years now. And we had an event in Christchurch to launch the 2024 High Tech Awards. And I was on a panel answering questions to give guidance to entrants for the awards. And while I had the microphone, I just had to do it. I had answered a question that I was asked. And then instead of passing the microphone to the next person, there was a bit of a pause. Like I was waiting for the person running the panel to sort of direct the next question to see which person I passed it to, and they just kind of sat there. And I was like, well, while I've got the microphone.
Oh God, you got your soapbox out, didn't you?
I did.
Diversity and inclusion?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there we go.
Because one of the questions in the application for the High Tech Awards is about your culture and diversity and inclusion practices and diversity levels at your workplace. And it is alarming for me every year here in Aotearoa, where the amount of male-only boards, male-only investors, male-only God. Founding teams, it's still the dominant profile of a startup coming through. And that disappoints me, because that's the next wave of businesses. And, yeah. You know, we already know here in Aotearoa that our female founders are less funded, which is really disappointing. And there's some amazing work being done by Jenny Rudd and Teresa Gatting on that. But so for me, when I'm sitting there and I'm giving advice to people around how to put in a great application, I was like, actually, there is a question on diversity and inclusion. And if you have a really homogenous founding and investment and advisory team, then that's not good enough. It's 2024. Do better. And so I said that while I had the microphone. Oh, and what was absolutely wonderful is there were some really savvy you know, some senior female engineers from really smart organizations. There were some female founders in the room, and there was some vehement nodding and smiling at me. And so I was really pleased that I kind of, but to my mind, when I think about Inspire Inclusion, it's not just do this on the 8th of March every year.
Yeah.
It's find little windows like that where, yeah, no, maybe that creates change, maybe it doesn't. Maybe someone thinks a bit differently about how they're bringing people into their team. So, you know, when I think about Inspire Inclusion, my sort of take out from International Women's Day, and this is, I really like the theme because it kind of puts a spotlight on where you can have impact. So I was like, find little ways like to grab the metaphorical or literal microphone and amplify some of these issues, or set a challenge out to people to do better in this space.
Yeah, amazing. So say I'm a business listening, or I'm a marketing manager listening, or whatever, and I'm thinking about doing something for International Women's Day. What does good look like?
It's authenticity. That's the only thing. And so, yeah.
Make sure you're telling us the true story.
Yes.
About female equity looks like in your organization.
Yes. And, or what you're doing to make it better into the future.
Yeah.
Because I like that theme that we're acknowledging it isn't great, and it's not going to be great tomorrow. So how do we keep building on the platform that's been set for us and keep improving, because it will need constant focus and attention to get better.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So if anyone was, anyone's listening to this, is there any other key points that you're like, right, remember this?
I just come back to that sort of IWD catch cry around do your best to ensure that the future for girls is bright, equal, safe and rewarding. So, you know, for me, rewarding and safe are really important too. So often when we think about workplace culture and practices and policies, we often think about how do we get women to have a seat at the table. I think about how do we reward women for the contribution they make and allow them to do so on the terms that they want to. So rigid work is such a barrier for women. So I think if you can foster flexible work arrangements, that's awesome. And then safety. So sometimes it is physical safety. So thinking about if you do have a remote work or a flexible work policy and people are doing solo work in an office environment by themselves, early mornings, late at night, you know, you need to think about how you keep them physically safe in those environments too. So it doesn't always need to be a morning tea with some cupcakes and some pretty banners and a picture of everyone on LinkedIn. It can be just refreshing your policies with this really kind of reflective lens around, is this providing a safe workplace for the people that we want, and are they able to contribute at their best? So yeah, but also have the cupcakes, like throw a party, have a good time.
Okay, so we're going to celebrate International Women's Day authentically and...
Eat cupcakes.
Great. What is your... You mentioned your tweet of the week.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to bring it back to the tweet of the week and the TikTok of the week. Just because I hyperfixate, but Melissa doesn't. So it worked for me. It didn't work for her. So we're going to bring it back to that. And we're going to keep calling it Twitter because fuck X. Right, what have you got?
I have got that tweet that I mentioned from Zoe Skamen. She said on IWD 2024, I'd like to repeat an initiative that Vicky Ross Wrights introduced me to, handing over my Twitter X to a few young women to use as their platform for the day to share their ideas, thinking and inspirations. And she has a call to action. If you're interested in being one of them, drop me a note. So yeah, I just think that's epic. We should consider Amazing. How we do that.
Amazing.
What about you? What's your TikTok?
My TikTok is from Lily Tomlinson, and she was receiving an award recently. She just got really good advice. So, yeah.
Don't leave the house when you're drunk. And if you're already out there, well, you must learn to tell when you've had too much to drink. Listen to your friends. When they stop talking to you and start talking about you, saying things like, did she have a purse?
So in our friendship, girls, who's the one that's most often talked about not to?
I feel like I'm being set up.
No, I'm
me?
Like, no, it's never you. You're always the one looking after everyone. You're the one gathering purses on behalf of your stray friends.
Never leave a man behind. Or a woman.
That sends a different message.
Yeah, that is a different message. Jesus
so,
Christ.
On that note.
All right, we'll wrap it up there then.
Yeah, so thanks for listening to us. Please share this episode or others with your friends. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, Google, or anywhere else you get podcasts. And if you feel like being footloose and fancy free and checking us 5 stars as a rating, we would greatly appreciate that. And feel free to follow us on Insta, TikTok, Facebook, and X/Twitter. So as always, get out there and do your best to ensure the future for girls is bright, equal, safe, and rewarding.